What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Of course, we know what's trending. It's a Red Friday here in Kansas City. Chiefs, Texans, tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 kickoff, right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. Mac and Drew get started tomorrow at 9 a.m. Then Chiefs Network pregame with Dan Israel, Josh Klingler, Mitch Holtis, Danon Hughes, did I say his name already? They get you
good
going.
Question.
And then later on in the evening after the game, we'll have Logan Weber hosting a little extended post game. So we got you covered all weekend long. Don't forget there's also NFC football involving the Commanders and the Lions on Saturday night. Sunday during the day, it's the Eagles and Rams. And then Sunday night football, Ravens, Bills. We'll talk more about all of that coming up in just a bit.
Next up on What's Trending, according to Jeremy Fowler, Joe Tooney will be making the start at left tackle for Kansas City in that game coming up tomorrow. That's big news, obviously, as people weren't sure if it was going to be DJ Humphries or Joe Tooney making that start. Jeremy Fowler saying it will be Joe Tooney. They'll ride the, I guess, somewhat hot hand during that stretch. He performed well against Houston the last time. He'll make the start for Kansas City tomorrow in the playoff game.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
It is a little sigh of relief. I don't disagree. I wouldn't have been like on the ledge because it was Humphries, but I feel safer knowing it's Tooney, if that makes sense.
Next up on What's Trending, local college basketball tomorrow. It's not getting a lot of buzz for a couple reasons. One, there's an NFL playoff game in town, but also because Kansas State's having a down year. KU's not playing great, but it is the Sunflower Showdown tomorrow. KU, K-State. At noon, that's over on the Fan AM, all right? Over on the Fan AM tomorrow, KU K-State Sunflower Showdown.
Next up on What's Trending, the Miami Dolphins will host the first ever game in Madrid, Spain next year as part of their continued international series in the NFL. Madrid's never hosted a game. We'll have a couple of different spots. New spot in Germany, new spot in Spain next year. Never been to Madrid. You and I have never. My wife's
I've
been
never
to
been out of the country, man.
She's been to Spain twice.
I finally got a passport a year or so ago. I'm like, I haven't used it yet, but I
Cody Gold go overseas.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. I do think there's a real chance that she's playing, you know, Germany or something next year. So I mean, I don't know. You know, we were trying to look at the schedule. That's an off-season conversation, but I think there's a decent chance of that.
It's like the teams having to look at who their team's going to take in the draft at pick 16. I don't care. You don't have to worry about that here in Kansas City. Got a playoff game.
Also
tomorrow.
True. Next on What's Trending, Aaron Rodgers has said he's not ruling out a return next season, but it depends on the coach and GM. We know the Jets do not currently have a coach and GM. I also think, man, it depends if they want you. You're at the point now where, like, you don't have as much sway as you did 12 months ago. You just don't.
Well, he had all the sway in the world 12 months ago based on the roster moves they actually made. I felt like he kind of made it sound like, just as long as I like the coach and the GM, not that they like me. And you're like, man,
I will say, though, if you're Rodgers at this point, if you don't like the coach and GM, like, well, then you probably should retire. Like, there is no reason to work with somebody you don't want to work with. You're in his position. He's made all this money. You know, his legacy is pretty much cemented at this point. Like, it is what it is. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Why would you work with someone you don't want to work with?
I'll just say this. Like, I'd go in there and I'd be like, yeah, sure, Aaron, A-Rod, yeah, we're going to work out great together. No big deal. And I'd be fine if I were an incoming coach or a GM doing 1 year of Aaron Rodgers, considering I can't get out of the cap mess anyway. But then I'm out of the Aaron Rodgers game, and I'm not doing all this midseason nonsense to go find him Randall Cobb off a couch or whatever. We're not doing any of that. None of that. There was a rumor like 2 days ago that said Devontae Adams might go back to the Packers.
Packers should. Look at that. They got Jordan Love and then that wide receiver room. I mean, it's Christian Watson and Romeo Dubs. I know they don't typically get in the free agent market, but Devontae Adams wouldn't be a free agent, right? You'd trade for him. I don't know how many years are left on that deal.
I bet you give up a lot less to get him back than you got for him.
Sure. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We are live at Rally House here at Barry Woods Crossing, right? We just talked to somebody during the break as well, and he's like, I was at the shopping center across the street. So if you're trying to figure out and you're maybe turned around a little bit, I-29 and Barry Road, right next to the AMC Theater. That's where the Rally House is. It is one of the largest Rally House locations. It is massive, whether you're talking Chiefs playoff gear, you name it.
Royals gear for a month from now.
I did notice, Carrington, I'm sure, is listening as well. He's going to be on at 2 o'clock. I must point out, though, did you see all the way down there, you asked where the restroom was?
Uh-huh. And they said it was right in the middle of the Missouri.
They said it's right in the Missouri. So I just want to point out, they chose to put the Missouri Tigers gear next to the bathroom. I'll just leave it at that. But I'm just saying, that's where they chose to put it.
This is not a bias. I'm just telling you where it is. I went to the back of the store. The door for the bathroom is located directly in the middle, like between two racks of Missouri stuff. Like you have to walk through the door of the Missouri.
I'm just pointing out.
You're making an observation.
That's all,
I want
that's
you
all
and
I'm
Carrington
saying.
To make a bet on which team.
I told you I want to do
Kansas.
It. And,
I know.
And what happened yesterday?
He was the coward this time. I gave you a hard time when I thought you were worried about. Like just agreeing to blindly agree to a line, not that you had to agree to an alternate line, but blindly agree to a line. He will not blindly agree to who will go further in the tournament between Missouri and Kansas because he said he wants to see the bracket.
Well, that's
I'm like,
different.
That's 2 months
also,
from now.
Also, I'm not making the bet then out of principle. I'm not making the bet then. It's now or never. If he's confident in his Missouri Tigers right now. They're playing really good basketball.
He thinks they're a better team than Kansas.
He thinks they're better, and that may be true. It's also January 17th. Then make the bet now. Wait until the bracket comes out. No. We make the bet now. The reason why I didn't make the KU-MU bet when they play the regular season, we ultimately did, by the way, at the time, was the line wasn't out. That's different. Literally, the line was coming 24 hours later.
He's asking for two months
ahead of time. No, we're not waiting 2 more months. The whole point is right now you're uber confident in the Missouri Tigers, and he won't make the bet. So
I think his is more egregious, but I think you could have just blindly agreed to Vegas's number.
There was no Vegas number.
But there was gonna be.
But there wasn't a number. You were asking me to agree to a number that didn't exist.
But there isn't a seed, and that's his argument, I guess. But like, I was asking you to agree to whatever the number came out to take your squad.
Yeah.
Like if it's 10.5,
how much do you actually back your team?
Yeah.
If you're that confident,
that's what
it
I'm
doesn't
asking
matter the
Carrington
seed.
To do now. In fairness, I think Carrington's also running from it. I think Carrington is running from it, even though he's like, well, I want to see the bracket. What does that matter? What does that matter right now? Do you think they're going further in the NCAA tournament is the only question I'm asking.
In fairness, to use one of Gold's lines, it's January. Who knows what happens to Missouri basketball the rest of the way? Who knows?
Yeah, but he's puffing his chest out a lot.
Correct.
That's the reason
why
we want to make the bet.
It's the braggadocious nature, and now he's running from the bet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're having some fun with it. We'll see. We do have some time. All right, coming up, guys, in about 20 minutes, we're going to head down to Houston, talk with Patrick Creighton from Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Want to get their feelings on this game tomorrow, their confidence level. Maybe there's something we're missing here in this matchup.
Maybe.
That is the same station, yes, before someone asked on Twitter that we did make a barbecue bet with. Now, this is not the host we made the bet with, but we can still ask him to put some pressure on someone that made that barbecue bet with us back in 2020. Although I was on a different station yesterday in Houston, and the host I was on at that station was a fill-in host with the guy that made the bet with you and I back in 2020.
Oh, so he was one of the responsible parties?
But in fairness, he was filling in. He doesn't work there anymore. He said he apologized. He said he comes to Kansas City often, and he'll just buy us lunch when he comes here.
Oh, that's nice.
And
okay.
So he's good, but that doesn't mean that someone else from Sports Radio 610 is not on the hook.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk to him about it coming up in 20 minutes or so. What about the quarterbacks this weekend? We've talked Stroud and Mahomes, obviously.
And Allen and Lamar.
If I were to ask you guys on the text line, 913-586-7965, or you, like, who do you trust the most this weekend in the NFC, and then we can go out? I'm not going to ask you AFC. We know at the top of the list it's Mahomes. Maybe Greg Jennings has a different answer. I don't know. But it's Mahomes. In the NFC, it's Matthew Stafford, man. It's Matthew Stafford. I don't care if he's 36, 37 years old. When he's healthy, which he is right now, nobody throws a better football. Nobody has, out of that group, and the NFC right now has won a Super Bowl, right? So, except for Matthew Stafford. He's got Sean McVay, same coach that he won the Super Bowl with. We just saw what he looked like against the Vikings, which
really
I know all of a sudden everyone asks, like, the Vikings stink. They were still a 14-win team. Let's not forget.
They had one of the better defenses in the league, actually.
They did. Ryan Flores did a great job as their defensive coordinator. Yeah. So the quarterback I trust the most on the NFC side, it'd be Matthew Stafford right now.
Is it? I feel like one person, and I gave you the answer of Jared Goff, and I told you that him and Stafford, I would take Stafford if I knew for sure I was getting best Stafford. At his age, I see variance in his play greater than Goff. I think you get more consistent play. There's only one game this year where Goff threw those four picks and five picks.
That was so weird.
And that one was
out
like
of nowhere.
So out of the norm.
Right.
The rest of the season, he was one of the most consistent performers in the NFL the entire year. Can't I make that argument for Jalen Hurts now? He has a really similar number of, like, less passing yards than last year.
But he's had
a very similar number of yardage for each of the last 4 years. He's not a turnover-prone or heavy turnover guy in the NFL. Like, he has been pretty consistent. I think, obviously, Jaden Daniels has to be last because he's a rookie. And
you can't trust a rookie more than some of these other guys.
The other three guys have all been in a Super Bowl. The other three guys in the NFC side have all been to a Super Bowl. So, like, no offense.
It's we're not asking who you would want to have as your franchise quarterback.
Yeah, you make me start a franchise over. I'd probably take Jaden Daniels because I haven't seen him fail, most likely is probably the case. I think it's Goff just because of the consistency. Stafford at different points in his career, Stafford because of the age. But this always comes to the game. Like, who do I think is going to win where this weekend? And I still think it's going to be the one of the two seed. I still think it's going to be the Lions and the Eagles. I trust Stafford more. But this is like the Super Bowl. I think the Eagles are a better team than the Lions.
The only thing with
Hurts
right now.
The Rams, I don't know, man. Over the last 12 weeks, they probably have had as good a record as anybody.
That's probably part of also why I feel good about taking Stafford number one for trust, not doing a QB ranking. Although if we were doing QB rankings, I would have Stafford right after, I would say, Mahomes. So I would go Mahomes, Allen, and Lamar, and then it'd be Matthew Stafford easily.
Same.
I don't know how you can really, like...
Trust is only because of the inconsistency, not best quarterback.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, if we blend them together with the trust part, I mean, I think this weekend when we were discussing the AFC title game, and the same thing could be if all of a sudden Jay Daniels went to Detroit and pulled off one of the great upsets we've seen in a long, long time.
Well, then his stock is
going to Then everything changes. Just like the narrative changes for Lamar, if he goes on the road to Buffalo, this idea that he can't win in the playoffs, this idea that he can't win in cold weather, yeah, he would still have to play Mahomes, but it changes everything, even winning at Buffalo, I would argue, Sunday night. Same thing could be said for some of these other quarterbacks. You know, I think there's a chance we get a reminder again, you know, that Matthew Stafford, I thought we got it on Monday night, but maybe it takes him going to Philly to get it done. A reminder where he is, where he's sitting at. Text line, 913-586-7965. A couple people say Matthew Stafford. Someone else did say they think the answer is Jaden Daniels for a trust factor. Man, he just became the first rookie quarterback to win a road playoff game since Russell Wilson in 2012. Which says a lot about him. He's a big game player. But does that mean I just, like, now trust him more than Matthew Stafford or Jared Goff? I can't go there yet.
It's so funny because this actually speaks to the inequality of the AFC and the NFC, not my trust in the quarterbacks. Because normally, a lot of times, the way we'd rank this is playoff experience, what you've done, what you've accomplished. And on the AFC side, you've got three quarterbacks outside of Mahomes who have been a combined two AFC title games and have, like, a combined 12 playoff wins but have never played in a Super Bowl. On the NFC side, you have three quarterbacks who have played in the Super Bowl. You have a combined, like, six NFC title game or just title game appearances. You have a Super Bowl win, several NFC championships, right? And so you're like, damn, I mean, they must have the better quarterbacks. You're like, no, they don't. They're just being held down by Mahomes. Like, sorry. The reason why quarterbacks like Jared Goff, the reason why Hurts, who is a good quarterback. That's not the argument I'm making.
Of course.
But the reason why they've been able to get to the Super Bowl is because they haven't had to play Mahomes first. That's honest to God my opinion of the difference between them and Josh Allen. If Josh Allen, and I agree with Mike Shope, who was on the show earlier, if Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson had been in the NFC this entire time, one of them would have already appeared in a Super Bowl. Maybe won a Super Bowl because they, like, got in the year that Mahomes wasn't in it, or the year
that's the year the Rams won.
Yeah, that was the year the Rams won.
That's how they did it.
Or the year that, you know, the offensive line was a mess for Kansas City, and they got Kansas City at the right time in the final game on a neutral field. And the truth is, that's why last year is always going to stand out so much to us from an even harder time now predicting people to beat Kansas City than I did last year. Because last year there was still this big looming thing. And the next looming thing is life post Andy Reid or life past Kelsey, maybe even.
Yeah, those are the next benchmarks of kind of where things could change and go off the path.
Last year, both Buffalo and Baltimore got a chance to take on Kansas City, but this time on their terms. They had the better record. They were playing at home. They finally had an advantage in their favor that they had not had in any of the previous years, and they both lost. So it's like it's hard. It's just hard now to imagine a year where the Chiefs don't go to the Super Bowl. I don't know if – I mean, at this point
– oh, it'll be weird.
Patrick Mahomes might play in 10 of these, man. Like, I know that that just sounds like a crazy number. He's already played in 4. This would be 5 if he went this year. He might play in 10 of these.
If the Chiefs get to a Super Bowl this year, win 2 more games to get there, I don't know if you'll find many people, if you set the over-under on 9.5 Super Bowl appearances, that would not take the over just because they'd say, okay, he'll be 30 next year and he would have already been at 5. Like, how? I don't think he can go to 5 more. And that's crazy because in, you know, back up 7 years ago, everybody was just craving and starved for one shot. And now we're like, oh, yeah, he'll go another 5. But it just speaks to where he's
well,
at.
Well, franchises change, dude. Chiefs hadn't been to the Super Bowl since the 60s in your entire life, my entire life. Hell, at some point, Gold, when they went to the Super Bowl together, they might not have been to a Super Bowl in the number of years we had been living combined. It had been 55 years since they attended a Super Bowl. And I'm telling you, they might go to 10 in just the time we do sports radio. Not your life.
Yeah.
Just like the time we might do middays in Kansas City, mind you.
The Super Bowl rematch, you know, for those wanting history to go back and hope they, you know, they're going to play the Packers, the Vikings, obviously that's out the window. The only rematch left, there were a lot of them. The only rematch left now would be if the Chiefs played the Eagles in the Super Bowl. You know, at one point it looked like, wow, they could have a rematch against the Eagles, or they could have a rematch against the Vikings, going way back with the Packers. Mm-hmm. That's now we're down to just Eagles Chiefs. If you want a rematch, if you think that's the case, I'm not going to be too picky about who they play. If they get there,
no one's going to have me shaking my boots. Honestly, at this point, I kind of hope. Would you hope it's the Commanders? Like, imagine if you got to choose right now the team the Chiefs played. Hold on, but wait. You got to choose the team the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl. That would mean, in this hypothetical,
I understand.
The Jaden Daniels went to Philadelphia and won, and then went to Detroit
and won. That's
why
it's not happening. Yeah.
It's like,
that's why it's
they would
happen.
Be, honest to God, more than the other teams who won under normal circumstances. If you told me any of the teams were in the Super Bowl, they'd be the scariest all of a sudden because I'd be like, ooh, what the hell is Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this.
This man's going to the Super Bowl as a rookie?
I always say, and I think it's just pretty obvious, is like, if somebody else is in the Super Bowl, they obviously had a great year. They're obviously hot. Yeah. All these things are true.
I said that about the Texans.
I would still take in this crazy hypothetical.
The rookie?
I would, of course. If you're, would I rather play the Detroit Lions, who are just stacked and loaded?
Aiden Hutchinson could come back.
Or the Commanders, who still have a terrible defense, but Jaden Daniels has been great. Also, Dan Quinn. He's been in the Super Bowl, but he blew a 28-3 lead. Like, I'll take that whole scenario. It's not happening. I would love for the Commanders to shock the world this weekend, but I don't think they're even winning this weekend. We'll get to our official predictions for the entire slate. You know, I like the Rams against the Eagles to maybe pull off an upset there. On the AFC side, I think everybody is kind of a coin flip on the Bills-Ravens matchup. We are going to go down to Houston, as I said, here in about 12 minutes or so to get the Texans' perspective on what they see in the Chiefs. How much stock do they put into what the Chiefs did to them a couple weeks ago? And how do they view C.J. Stroud down there? You know, we had the conversation with Briscoe earlier, just where Stroud stack up in Texans history. How are they feeling about him? I don't think any Texans fan should feel, even though the year wasn't as good as the expected. Nobody in Houston should not be excited still about C.J. Stroud.
Do you still have do we all, I guess I'll ask the text line too, 913-586-7965. I kind of have a soft spot for the Texans because they'll always be the team who reminds me when this run started. They are, in my opinion, the beginning of the Chiefs' true dynasty.
Okay.
They were a team that I didn't know had accomplished anything. They were down 24-0. Everything was against the wall. And the Texans have always been the team in my brain that kick-started the Chiefs dynasty. None of it happens until they get through that Texans game and win 51-31. And you're posting a photo. We're sitting next to each other in the press box. And they're saying they're out of fireworks. And the whole thing. It's like, I do kind of like, I remember the Texans fondly because they're the beginning of the dynasty for me. That's when it started.
It's a sentimental thing. It's not so much that you feel bad about the franchise or something. You're just saying, like, oh, that's where
the entire Carr family has me blocked on social media.
Are you blocked by both of them now?
Mm-hmm. I know, and Darren, 3.
What have you done?
I didn't do anything. I just said one person would help the other bury a dead body. That's how much they defended each other.
I mean,
and he responded that he agreed with that, and then he blocked me.
Yeah, I mean, you should have been blocked.
Why? Cody agreed with the sentiment.
True. Go ahead.
Cody, repeat what you said again and think about it.
I said that he defends his brother so blindly that he would probably help him bury a dead body.
Yeah, you deserve to be blocked for that. I'm sorry.
What'd you expect?
I don't know. Maybe I deserved it. The point is he agreed. He said, yes, I would, and then blocked me.
I wish it would tell you, like, not who, but just for your own, like, I don't know, tell you how many people have blocked you. Like, not tell you.
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of
just,
fun.
Just, like, just to know. Like,
it's how, not a high how, number, I don't think.
Who knows? I would think it's pretty low. I would love to, don't tell me who blocks me. I would, how many people have blocked you?
So I know for a fact the entire Carr family has me blocked.
Yeah.
Bill Snyder.
Oh, that's, again.
That's a
former part-timer from here a million years ago who blocked everybody in the building.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Those are the only five people I know for sure have me blocked. I'm sure someone else does, but at least those five.
Hmm.
Bill Snyder. I didn't do anything to Bill. I didn't do anything. Bill, welcome me back to your Twitter page. I'd like a handwritten note saying you're sorry.
To get blocked by Bill Snyder, I'm just saying that. You gotta look inside yourself a little bit and reflect
on your,
you
know. Anti-K-State, man. Jeez.
I didn't. Dude,
oh, he's Cody's a Missouri guy. You guys know this. He's a Missouri guy.
I didn't do anything.
He's a Missouri guy.
UMKC lost again last night. Things are crumbling.
No.
Not good. Not good at all. All right, thinking of the Chiefs Texans, you referenced like how it all started with them, and kind of the memories of that. We've played some audio over the years of that game, and you know Justin Reed had a funny tweet the other day. Like, I guess it's that time where everybody brings up this play again, and it was the pump block where Dan Sorensen had the tackle that prevented it and kind of turned the tide for that game. And by halftime, everybody was feeling pretty good at Arrowhead. The fact that they ran out of fireworks for that game is still one of those moments. Like, I actually briefly forgot about that until the Facebook memory popped up with the scoreboard saying, hey, you know, please head to fan relations if we apologize. We've ran out of fireworks. They, of course, still had some for the end of the game. But, like, they scored 50.
They ran out of scoring.
Fireworks. Yeah, they put up 51 points, and then Revell stole the tweet and everything, which was another funny subplot of that game. But also, like, within that, that whole playoff run was deficit after deficit after deficit. And
it kind of set up what Mahomes was.
Yeah, and this year, we know they've had close game after close game after close game. It would surprise me, like, it's hard to do it. It's why I was so impressed. But like the Chiefs trailing, like, in even in this game, like, coming back from, is this team more likely, less likely than a year ago to come back from a deficit? We asked the question earlier about, which defense was better a year ago or this year? Last year's was offense. I think this year's offense is better. But who do you think, because of that, is better equipped? If all of a sudden, in any of these games, I'm not even talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about if they have to play the Bills or Ravens next Sunday night at Arrowhead for an AFC title game. Do you think this team's better equipped to come back? Or go back to that 2019 team? Who do you think is better equipped? If they found themselves, and hopefully not, in a 14-point hole or something.
This one. I mean,
you think this year's team is better
equipped? It's just because it's the experience part of it. Like, in 19, they were able to do it. But, I mean, at this point, they have an incredible length of time of being able to do this. Everyone could do it. I don't know how they do it. I don't understand how they do it. But, like, seriously, it is incredible their ability to come back from double digits down. It makes no sense. Makes no sense. Because when you start factoring it in, there should be at some point more of these games that they lost gold, and Mahomes is just that guy.
And part of that comeback, as somebody pointed out, it's like Mecole Hardman had an 80-yard kick return in that game that kind of got the tide going in the Chiefs' direction against the Texans. And so this year on special teams, I mean, I do think they've gotten a little more life from Nico Remigio in the return game than they had at one point in time. I'll be curious to keep an eye on that. We've talked about Butker on the kicking end, but special teams, you know, it feels like it's been a little bit since on the return side. We know they had a block kick this year, so nobody's complaining about special teams overall. But on the return side, if that's some, that was another thing when you're trailing, and this is I guess why when we talk about the Texans, what's their formula look like to win?
It's got
to
be those. Ones.
It's a kickoff return, a punt return,
blocked punt,
a fake punt. You know, blocked punt. It's stuff like that is how the Texans all of a sudden are sitting there in the fourth quarter with the lead, in my opinion. Up next, we're going to find out if Patrick Creighton over at Sports Radio 610 in Houston actually agrees with that. How did the Texans find a way to be ahead late in this one, or certainly within one possession, to make this awfully interesting? We're going to find out from him next on Cody and Gold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. We're live out at Rally House, Berry Road, Berry Woods Crossing off of I-29, right by the AMC movie theater, if you're trying to figure out where to stop by. This is the spot to get geared up for the postseason. Chiefs-Texans tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 kickoff right here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 15 minutes or so, but let's go down to Houston. How are they feeling about the Texans coming to town tomorrow? Patrick Creighton over at Sports Radio 610 in Houston, kind enough to join us. He joined me a couple weeks ago when the Chiefs were taking on the Texans as well. I'll start with this, though, Creighton, because we checked in with a co-host that made a bet with us 4 or 5 years ago when the Chiefs were playing the Texans in a divisional round game, and the folks at your station were supposed to send us some barbecue. We never got the barbecue. I know one of the hosts still works there. You got to tell Clint, man, we still expect that barbecue bet to be able to cash here at some point.
Man, I am disappointed in Clint Stern. How are you a former player? You know he made that bank. Like, Clint's like the richest dude in town. How did you not pay up on the bet? That is wrong. As my Uncle Tony would say, wrong.
I have consistently pointed out, too, that we gave them points. Normally, when you're making a gentlemanly bet between cities on a radio, it's just game versus game. We gave him points in that, and that was before Mahomes was Mahomes. I want to also point that out. That is important to note. Patrick Mahomes had played in like zero or a singular playoff, zero maybe, and playoff games at that point. So we didn't know that that's what he was going to do. And yet, no barbecue.
You know, you might just have to play the angle of, look, man, that Texas barbecue you're going to send us ain't as good as what we got here in Kansas City anyway. So keep that crap. You know, maybe you got to talk a little chunk,
right?
Shame them into it.
That's right. Look, I've had both, and I still will choose KC barbecue. You know that. I was down in Houston for a little bit. There's some good elements from Texas barbecue, but I'll definitely side with KC. All right, Creighton, what about this thing tomorrow? Because we asked you a few weeks ago how the Texans matched up. What if anything, is different about Houston from when they lost by 8 points at Arrowhead a couple weeks ago?
Well, number one, Azeez Al-Shaarawy will be playing, and he's one of the defensive leaders. That dude flies around the field, and it should be a little harder for Patrick Mahomes to find room to navigate, new room to run on the other side of the line with Azeez Al-Shaarawy patrolling that area. A lot of speed, big hitter, and they miss him. When he's not on the field, they really miss him a lot. The other part of it is, I don't want to use the particular word, but have the Texans gotten their heads out of their butts a little bit? Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. You know, the defense played phenomenal against L.A., and that's the kind of defensive effort they're going to need to bring again. This is a team that has made Josh Allen look silly, has made Jared Goff look silly, made Justin Herbert look silly, but they did all these things at home. Now you got to do it on the road. So can they bring it on the road? It's a little unknown there, but look, the defense played absolutely phenomenal last week, and you know, will the real C.J. Stroud stand up? We know Stroud has a ton of talent, and he's a great quarterback, but he hasn't had a great season. The offensive coordinator definitely has not had a great season. In fact, I wish the Jets could hire him today and get rid of him. But C.J. Stroud, the offense was going nowhere. They were 3-and-out, 4-and-out, turnover, turnover. Then they have, like, you know, if this was the Lions, we'd have called it a planned fumble, Ruski. But it's the Texans, so we know they didn't plan it. But that play where C.J. doesn't see the snap come and it goes over his shoulder, and it's totally broken play, scramble drill, picks up a fumble, just happens to pop up right to his hands for him. And then he finds Xavier Hutchinson 34 yards down the field. And it's like from that moment, all of a sudden, he was C.J. Stroud again. Not whoever that was masquerading as C.J. Stroud for the last 8 weeks. He was the real C.J. Stroud again. Is that guy playing on Saturday, or is the other guy playing on Saturday? And I don't think that, you know, three quarters against the Chargers at home is enough to guarantee that I'm going to get four quarters against the Chiefs at Arrowhead of the same dude. So there are things that could be different for the Texans. We just don't know.
When you – I guess, what is their plan for? Because, like, I know the players who are good on Houston at this point, and we all know the star players on Houston's defense. What will they have Derek Stingley do? Because, like, in Kansas City, part of the issue we think Houston has is there are too many guys to cover. Historically in the playoffs, they might even stick a corner on Travis Kelce, or those guys used to go to Tyreek Hill. But because they've spread it around, they've gone to Worthy the most. What do you think they'll have Derek Stingley do? Play one side of the field, shadow somebody? How will they use him on Sunday? Or Saturday, sorry.
So primarily, they really haven't had Sting trail a receiver. They did it a bit against Miami. And, you know, Sting got two picks off of Tua while guarding Tyreek Hill, including one where he literally just ripped the ball right out of Tyreek Hill's hands. It embarrassed Hill. But they haven't really done that normally. And Kamari Lassiter has been almost as good as Stingley on the other side. Those two guys are tremendous, but the talent, the depth drops off from there. And I think that's why we saw the last time these two teams played, Xavier Worthy had the most receptions, and then the second leading receiver, I think, was Samaje Perine. So they, you know, they were able to pretty much cover Hollywood Brown and DeAndre Hopkins. Travis Kelce didn't have a big game. And I know, look, I'm never going to, you know, doubt the talent of Travis Kelce. That guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's an incredible player. But he hasn't had the kind of season that I think people expected from him. He's had games where he's been tremendous, but he's had a lot of games where he's kind of been a middle-of-the-pack guy, and that's definitely not what we've come to expect from Travis Kelce for his career. But that threat is always there. But the fact that Worthy has been able to step up and they're able to get off, you know, passes to a guy like P. Ryan, who's a really good pass catching back, there is a lot of weapons and there's a lot of options. And they're going to probably try to force Kansas City to do that, to go to those third options and fourth options, you know, make it hard, make life hard for Hollywood Brown and DeAndre Hopkins and force them to go to the other guys. Are they going to be able to have better success about that? Well, I don't know. We'll find out on Saturday.
We're talking about this Chiefs-Texans matchup tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 kickoff. Our divisional round coverage brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer partner of your Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Crane from Sports Radio 610 in Houston joining us. What's the latest with Joe Mixon? I know he's popped up on that injury report. He's had a great season for the Texans. Is he playing tomorrow?
So normally, if you see a guy go full practice, limited practice, DNP, you'd say there's no way in hell that dude's playing. But Joe Mixon is a badass. That dude is tough as nails. And he's had this ankle injury kind of all year long, right? It started very early, the second game of the season, where he got injured on a hip drop tackle, and it cost him a few games. And then he re-aggravated on another hip drop tackle that, you know, the NFL does a great job of not calling. And he's been banged up with the ankle. He played a ton of snaps last Saturday. And I would expect he is going to play, but there is certainly a question of how effective he will be. How bad is that ankle? Did he get the day off because they decided to just go a full treatment day? Or is it really bothering him? We don't know. The Texans certainly aren't going to tell us. But it does look like, as of right now, he's probably going to play. It's just a matter of how much he can tolerate.
We spent so much time in Kansas City talking about the left tackle play. They're going to go with Joe Tooney at left tackle, according to Jeremy Fowler over at ESPN. I think because of that, because they're the Chiefs, sometimes that gets bigger attention. Where are the Texans' offensive line? It certainly had its problems this year. Has it gotten better? Is it the same? Because, like, easily some of that could attribute to where C.J. Stroud's struggles have been.
Well, the offensive line has been the number one reason why C.J. has had a tough year. He's been getting the snot kicked out of him all year long, and he's been banged up. They don't talk about it because he doesn't miss practice, but he's been banged up because of the amount of hits that he has taken this year, and, you know, some poor play design and poor play calling certainly went to that as well. But the Texans revamped the offensive line yet again week 18 when they put Juice Scruggs back into the lineup. He had been injured and missed some games. They put him in at right guard. So now you've got your right tackle in Titus Howard playing left guard. Jared Patterson is your center. Juice Scruggs is the right guard, and their rookie Blake Fisher is playing right tackle. So far, those guys played the final week of the season against Tennessee and then last week against the Chargers. This has been the best iteration of that line all year. And I get the part of, you know, being, you know, the one-eyed man in the land of the blind. But this has been the best this line has looked all season long here at the very end of the year. Now, in the middle of the line, the interior, you know, where Chris Jones likes to wreak havoc, it's still questionable. It should be better than it was, you know, the last time these two teams played. But it's still not a great interior line. It's been better. How well they hold up will determine if this is going to be a game or if this is going to be a runaway. I would like it to be a game. I mean, obviously, here in Houston, we want the Texans to win. But if they lose, but it's a hard-fought game, I'm not going to be embarrassed. If it's 31-2, you know, I'm going to go drink my face off with all the Bud Light I can.
We're talking to Patrick Radin from Sports Radio 610 down in Houston. What does it look like if the Texans were to pull off an upset? Because I don't believe they can do it without, you know, a punt return. Doesn't have to be for a touchdown, but a solid punt return, short field, a kickoff return, or a strip sack of Mahomes. If these two teams just play clean, I don't think the Texans can win.
I 100% agree with you on that. The Texans have to win defensively. They've got to get turnovers. You know, Mahomes doesn't have a pick in the divisional round. They're going to have to find them, right? They're going to have to get a pick. They're going to have to get a fumble. The special teams, the Texans' special teams are really good. They are tremendous on special teams, except when, you know, certain players get stupid penalties for hitting return man long before they can catch the football. It's a totally different story, by the way. But generally, their returns, their return teams and their coverage teams have been really strong. They can make a difference on special teams, and they can make a difference on defense. They have to be plus in the turnover. And not just plus in the turnovers, but plus in the points off turnovers. It doesn't help if you get two turnovers, but you don't score as a result. They've got to get turnovers and score. They've got to pin them down and change the field position. Like, they've got to be able to win defensively and on special teams. Because, no, if both teams play clean, they're not beating Kansas City on the road.
Where are you guys at on DeMeco Ryans before we let you get out of here? Obviously, we talk all the time the quarterback matchups in the playoffs. Gold and I are big on the coaching matchups in the playoffs, kind of undersold sometimes when you realize that there's a disadvantage there. Where are people in Houston on what DeMeco Ryans is as a head coach?
Well, you see how good the defense is this year. Their defense is tremendous, and you see how fast they've grown defensively, and that's a testament to DeMeco Ryans. These guys will run through a wall for DeMeco Ryans. They might run through three of them. He is the leader, and they are blindly loyal to him. So DeMeco as a leader, tremendous guy. As a coach, he's been a great guy. In fact, the only thing you might be able to hold over D'Amico's head is the fact that, you know, he allowed Bobby Slowick to basically run an offense for 17 weeks where they made no adjustments. They couldn't score after the half. They couldn't protect the quarterback. Half the time they couldn't run the football at all. And Bobby just kind of seems to be unchecked. It's almost like DeMeco as a head coach is like, all right, the defense is mine and the offense is yours. Don't screw it up. But then when he screws it up, there's no accountability. There's no nothing going on. So that's probably the only thing that you could look at DeMeco and you know, give him a lower grade on. Everything else, DeMeco has been clearly the best head coach of the cycle when he was hired and looks like a guy who's going to be a long-term, really successful head coach.
Patrick Creighton, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Great to have you on the show, man. Appreciate the insight and enjoy the weekend.
Appreciate you, fellas. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
There you go. That's Patrick Creighton giving us a little Houston Texans perspective on Chiefs Texans tomorrow afternoon right here in Kansas City. 3:30 kickoff. You can hear the game on 96.5 The Fan.
Bad news is for Patrick, unlike Mike Shope. Ideally, we won't be talking to him anymore this year because the Texans will be eliminated,
right.
And then
That's
it
right.
won't matter.
That's right. Yeah, we've had Patrick on here recently as they happen to play the Texans twice in a month or whatever, it's whatever, 3-4 weeks, something like that. So there he basically said there's no reason for his coworker Clint to have not paid off the bet.
He said he's rich.
He
made it
money.
Sound like he's all money bags. He's got
money.
Like
Mm-mm.
unbelievable.
He's the richest man
Clint.
In town.
That's a,
unbelievable,
he's a high roller.
Clint.
Yeah, I mean, can I peel back the curtain even more? We tried to get Clint on the show.
Uh-huh.
He's ducking us.
Drew texted him.
He's ducking us.
Drew, how many times did you send a text to Clint?
I texted him two different messages, giving him the show times and everything, the availability that we had. We'd love to have him on.
He's ducking us. And his co-host is someone you guys know. He's Ron Hughley, who has been on our station this week.
He said, Clint would love to do it.
And no response. Clint's ducking us. I'm just saying. He can get back to him. I hope it does. Clint is ducking us, doesn't want to pay off his Texans bet, doesn't even want to offer up a double down or anything this weekend, nothing.
If he came on the show and said double or nothing.
We would do it.
From a bet from 2020, I'd actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would risk, but I expect a good, like, I expect some, because, like, look, I'll be honest, Texas brisket's very good.
It is good.
So, you know, I'd expect some brisket, send me some stuff, and also, like, here's another peel behind the curtain. He could probably get a local barbecue establishment to send this for him without even dipping into his own pocket.
Yep.
I'm willing to dip into my own pocket, but, like, this is crazy. This is crazy. I can't believe he's been messing with us. You know what? If he wants to go double or nothing, Clint, it's not too late. Maybe we'll.
He's got an hour. He's got an hour.
There.
He's got an hour to make that decision.
25 great barbecue places in this town.
The way that first game went, I don't think he's going to go double or nothing. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he'd be inclined.
We've never lost a show bet with another city involving food. I'm
never
just
lost a Super Bowl when you guys
stopped,
are gone.
In fairness, people stopped offering.
Yeah, well,
like, I'm just going to be dead serious. People stopped offering.
Yeah, Mike in Buffalo, we haven't asked him recently because, you know.
We were feeling bad.
Next week, if the Chiefs are playing the Bills, we'll bring it back up. Like, we've told you, you never have to do this again.
But if you want to.
You think this is the year. If you think this is the year, huh? If you think this is the year, you can do that. All right, now let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over on the text line 913-586-7965. You can, of course, always follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, The Fan 965. We live stream the show even today, even though we are at Rally House. There's 3D printed figurines of Alex and
someone
I.
Someone said, why
up
is
on the camera.
Your figurine different size than mine?
I have two different ones.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know why Cody's looks so much bigger. It's almost like you're in the background, but you guys are right next to each other.
I have two of them. Use the other one.
Hold on, Drew, say that again.
There.
Say that again? No, say it again, you said before.
I don't know why one is bigger than the other, but it looks
That's
like gold's in the background.
Okay.
No, because I'm trying to, I know what you're trying to do. I can go back and I can find it, I can cut it, because I'm sure it sounded weird the way that I said it the first time.
It did.
I don't know if it was as weird as what Cody said yesterday.
All right, not as bad as that one. The question I have for you all today is one I saw over on the soon-to-be blocked app of TikTok.
Sunday, right? Isn't that what's happening?
That's what it's supposed to be,
I saw the Supreme Court upheld the decision today.
So, soon-to-be defunct TikTok, at least for a little while. We'll see how the rest of that plays out. Over there, we asked a question, and I thought that this would be great to ask on this show. You get $20 million today.
Okay.
It's in your pocket.
Okay.
$20 million guaranteed. But you have to agree that if anyone says a word of your choosing, in earshot of you, you die immediately.
A word of your choosing?
I don't care if you choose anti-disestablishmentarianism
or
you choose Justin Ross. The word of your choosing is said and you hear it, you die instantly. The $20 million a year right away, you got to last 5 years. That was the rule. 5 years of nobody saying the word of your choosing inside of earshot of you. You can't go to any large public events. Let's just establish that right away. Like, you can't risk a game at Arrowhead. Does that make sense? Because, no, the word you choose is probably going to be in the dictionary's least liked, least used words of the year. But you can't risk it in a public setting like that. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying.
People could know, by the way. Your family could know they can't say that word.
Oh, I don't see this even more dangerous. Just in general, that I don't want anybody else to know the word.
Whether
family or not, I think that makes it way more dangerous. Because someone,
to mess with you starts the word.
You can't have nobody else could know the word. I also think my answer to this is no. It would depend on your age too. You know, if I was
young enough, you know,
if you were in your 80s at that point, you're like, why not, right? Like, why wouldn't I take the $20 million and I'll risk the fact
just start
that somebody,
blowing it.
Somebody says a word in the next 5 years and it's not. But if you're, you know, 30 years old, 20 years old, or anything,
my
like
problem
that,
is
nope.
Kids. Like, I'm just looking up, like, you know, least used words in the English language.
And people are asking,
griffinage. Like, who's ever going to use that word near
And it doesn't
you?
Count if you hear it on TV or radio.
It doesn't count. It just got to be in person.
I think you could get by 5 years without anybody using that
word. Because if it was on TV or radio, well, then you got to like, just read books or something, right? I mean, you got to make different decisions.
So is part of the question the word that we would use?
No, part of the question is, would you do it? Would you risk it?
Oh,
would you risk
yes.
it? Someone doesn't
yes,
say so. That word for $20 million in cash right now.
Yes.
What word would you use?
Drew, you can't choose Burrow. That won't it's go that, well.
Well, correct.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. I hold on. Am
like,
I
one of the words
on
here is Wonder Winch. Have you ever heard anybody say Wonder Winch?
No.
It's a term for sweetheart.
Am I allowed to say the word?
How's your Wonder Winch doing, Cody?
Cody, are we allowed to say the word? Like, am I allowed to say it?
No. One's allowed to say it.
All right. Wow. I think
serendipitous.
Serendipitous. Serendipitous.
Some might say that. Here's the risk. Don't you think that for those 5 years you would be in constant fear of living that you're going to die? It would be like a sniper hunting you down at all times. You would be leery to, like, people are having like a hushed conversation in the corner, like, oh God.
Are you allowed to sequester yourself? Like, can you sequester yourself? Like, someone brought up, could you just go literally rent? An abandoned, like, you know, just somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, and
sure.
you just.
But are you willing to do that for 5 years?
For $20 million, I'm more. Yes,
you're gonna go live in a private island for $20 million.
Yes, for if it means that nobody's ever around you for 5 years, I can't talk to anybody. But I know I got $20 million versus living normal life, and we're here at Rally House, and someone happens to walk by and say
the word.
Dude,
if it's TV, then Kevin Harlan hits you with a griffinage during a chief playoff game.
You said on TV doesn't count.
No,
you said TV,
said
doesn't,
TV
count.
Doesn't count.
Has to be in person. Someone says you guys for sure just killed someone with this bit. Well,
by saying some of the words.
Yeah, Cody. What happens if you're on a remote somewhere?
I would not want anyone. I see, like, family, maybe I could respect knowing my word.
Nobody
but, like,
can
what
know
if you
the
fought
word.
A favor?
Nobody can know the word.
You think it's bad to let anybody know the
yeah,
word?
Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, nobody can know the word.
I mean, I'm looking at some of these words, and I'm like, nobody's ever said this word ever.
I do think
it has to be English, correct?
Yes.
You need to surround yourself by people around people who you think wouldn't also say the word. Like, for instance, Cody, you said that you worked at a high-end establishments. Serendipitous, I think, is something that could be used at that sort of an establishment. I'm not going there. I will be the person.
I mean, look, that's a good point.
I'll be the individual that you don't like that will never go to your restaurant because you'll never serve me because I don't want to be around people who might say that word.
You're not going to go to an animal experience if you suggested griffinage. You're not going to, like, go
correct.
To a bird sanctuary because you're just likely to die. You
know? I'm not going to be around.
Take those chances. No zoos.
I'm not going to be around a place that has a bunch of booming and banging because I'm not going to hear onomatopoeia. I don't want to hear that.
Because if it's English, well, then I'll just go live abroad for 5 years in a country that doesn't speak English.
That's an interesting approach. But in some parts, I mean, you have to go to a country that really doesn't speak in English. And then you're going to have to learn that language, dude.
For 5 years, I got $20 million in my pocket.
It's like,
I got $20 million in my pocket.
They speak English in some countries.
Yeah,
like, all of a sudden, Gold's learning Mandarin on Duolingo because he's got $20 million.
But the odds of someone saying one of the most obscure English words in a country that where English is not the primary language
is
less
like
than here.
It sounds
the more
like
I'm talking
risk.
It out, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if
all
this
right.
is bending the rules, Cody. Somebody says, does it count being an earshot if you can't hear because you're wearing earplugs?
Oh,
I don't know if that's
point.
Bending the rules,
but
that's just being smart.
That.
We're adding too many layers.
I think if someone's giving you the $20 million, you can't wear earplugs. You just got to hear like normal.
Hmm.
Someone I don't think it's a worry.
Someone said this was from a Futurama episode where one of the characters had like a bomb inside themselves or something.
I mean, I would assume that'd be
$20 million sounds way better than a bomb inside of you.
Activate, get a voice activated bomb in him.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, they're all trying to guess the word. That's the problem. It's like if I knew that you even had this deal, Gold,
people are going to blackmail you.
Only if they know the word.
They're going to say, I could say it. If you don't give me $5 million, I'll say it. I'll say it.
You start paying people off to not say it. Jeez.
What a mess.
I'm not paying $10K for someone not to say it. I'm not trying to die.
Yeah, but you have to make sure that they don't. Because if they say it and they're around you and you didn't know that you needed to pay them
off. This is definitely a more money, more problems kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just feel like you'd constantly, for 5 years, man, you'd just be afraid you were dying every day.
Yeah.
Every day, unless you were sitting in the comfort of your own house. You become like agoraphobic almost.
Now, see what we've done. Now Cody's just pulling up a thesaurus and just saying,
no, that's the word for it. I was trying to think of the word.
Cody's now got a thesaurus in front of him. He's just going to use random words throughout the rest of the
show. That's a real word.
Oh, I know it's a real word. I'm just saying, like, you've never said it on the air ever, I don't think.
We weren't talking about agoraphobia.
Fair. Here we are. Never knew that was going to happen on a Red Friday. We are broadcasting live from Rally House off of I-29 and Barry Road, Barry Wood Crossing, right by the AMC Theater. It is the place to get stocked up for all your Chiefs gear as they get set to take on the Texans tomorrow afternoon. Up next, 1 o'clock hour, Joe Tooney. The latest around him starting at left tackle. We'll also talk a little bit more about how much the Chiefs can rely on Jalen Watson.